I grew up in my grandmother's home. There was myself, my mom, my brother, and one of my uncles. And growing up, I kind of learned over time that it was my job to make them coffee, them being the two ladies, my mom and my grandma. My mother, two creams, two sugars, don't stick your finger inside my coffee. My grandmother took her coffee black. And this would occur on Saturday mornings because I always woke up early. So I knew that in part to gain favor, I could make coffee and sort of start my weekend off on a good foot, right? So I would bring that coffee into my grandmother's room. And like she did every morning, you'd go inside her room and not disturb her because she was on her knees praying. And after she was done with prayer, she would stand up, raise her hands to the sky, and begin praising God. And then she would, and while still in the spirit, she would just talk and just explain things and express herself, and many times in tears. And I can remember one particular morning, she was saying, "Son, you don't understand. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, you know." And I heard it as a young child. And fortunately, those messages still ring in my head to this day, as they just do, right? She said, "Son, somebody didn't wake up this morning." And now here I am at almost half a century years of age. And I do understand what she meant. And it's that as you hear it, someone wasn't able to enter this part of their life. Their life came to an end. They weren't able to wake up this morning, which also means that whatever things that they had not done yet will never be done by them. And so if you hear this message, which means you woke up this morning, please know that your hopes and your dreams, and better yet, your purpose that's yet to be fulfilled, is still there for you to accomplish. You just got to put in the work. And what better reason to do so other than the fact that you were able to wake up this morning? Take care. Bye for now.
Where would you be right now if money wasn't an issue? Would you finally pay off your bills? Would you help out that family member or close friend who just needs a break? You might even decide to live out some of your dreams, like owning a new home, or buying a new car, or going on shopping sprees and taking vacations. The people out there who wake up every day living the life you dream of. If you're anything like me, at some point in time you've had to ask yourself, what is it they know that I don't? Well, guess what? It's really not a secret. It's just that no one ever told you. And it's just this simple. They have a vehicle. I'm not talking about transportation, but I am talking about something that takes them from point A to point B, which in this case is a stream of income. If only you could take a peek inside the garage door of the successful, you might get a glimpse of the type vehicles they use to achieve and maintain their success. But today, you're in luck. You don't have to trespass on anybody's property or tiptoe to peek inside anybody's garage. The vehicle I'm sharing with you today is called gifting. Gifting is a wealth-generating tool that few of us have ever come in contact with. What's interesting, though, is that gifting is nothing new. The concept has been around for centuries in places like West Africa and in the Caribbean, where it's called the susu. In fact, there are over 200 different names for it across the globe amongst different cultures. For example, if 100 of my friends were to send or gift to you $1,500, you would have a total of $150,000 of tax-free money based on the IRS tax codes. With that in mind, I want to show you how a one-time gift of $100 can grow into you receiving gifts of $800, $3,200, $8,000, and $16,000 over and over and over again without owing any money to the IRS. Our private Pay It Forward gifting program is just the vehicle you need to guide you into the life you dreamed of. Membership into this private group is only available through the person who shared this message with you. So get back with them immediately and ask how you can learn more. Just remember, it's not too late to live the life you dreamed of.